and it is something that... Daryl, what are you doing?
I'm giving him peanut.
No, don't give him. Just, did you hear anything I said?
Look how happy he is.
He's happy because he's insane.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Doug Stanhope, and if you're listening to this broadcast, don't take my word for it. I got tricked into this in a merch booth.
It's the homemade broadcast.
The what podcast?
The homemade broadcast.
Homemade?
Homemade broadcast.
The homemade podcast.
Yes, sir.
This is very homemade right here. This shit right here, that homemade.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
The homemade broadcast finally, god dang man, took a lot of time to get that one going. Good lord, it is the end of the year wrap-up special a week early because, well, you know, scheduling conflicts with guests, and I was talking to two folks and none of them could make it. So instead of doing the end up special next week when you're supposed to do it, we're gonna skip that week and bring it to this week, and then we're going to have hopefully a regular guest next week. And then we're going to take off, I say we, me, I'm going to take off for the holiday season, probably up until after the bowl games are over, frankly. I'm going to take a nice long break because even though I like doing this very much, I could use a little break from it. You know, everything in moderation. So that's what we're going to do. This podcast is brought to you by Sly Bar. Check out why I love the burgers named Sly Bar, one of the top five businesses to watch in 2015, I think. See? End of the year. Creep it up on me. Sly Bar is located at 2061 Central Avenue. Slybar.com, as you can find them. Joe and Lauren, those guys are good peoples, so go visit them, have a beer, all that stuff. And Angelo's, stpizza.com, located at 536 First Avenue North. Here in St. Pete, St. Pizza, did I already say that? StPizza.com. I don't know. I'm tired. I'm ready to get this over with. Is it that? It's probably that noticeable. And we have a special guest in chair number two today. My buddy Brian has just stopped by.
Hey, yes. How's it going?
It's going good, man. How are you?
It's good.
Good. Yeah. Just came from work and... Mm-hmm. You know, you're looking good. You're excited. You're getting married in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
When is your wedding again?
The 17th.
17th. Mm-hmm. Okay. So probably won't be back till after your wedding then, probably.
Correct.
Because I'm going to have some things to do for that, which I'm in the process.
The stag party.
The stag party, as your father calls it, which really annoys me. Yes, the stag party is happening, and we're trying to figure that out. Your father is more agreeable than I thought he would be, but he's also being very gill.
He's lightened up a little bit. It's taken some getting used to, but he's doing okay.
Yeah, I think we're about ready to pin this thing down. So
I think so, too.
I'm excited. Dude, is it supposed to be a surprise?
What, the bachelor party?
No, is it customary to be a surprise?
No, I don't think so. We're not having, like, a traditional bachelor party.
Oh, are we not?
I mean, my aunts are coming. My little cousins are coming. Possibly.
Not to the bachelor party.
Oh. See, this I'm out of the loop. You know.
You can't have your aunts come to your bachelor party. That's ridiculous.
Talk to my dad. He's saying people from out of town. He wants to come. I don't care personally.
There has to be. I understand this isn't a traditional wedding by any means. This is definitely a new age, like
hipster.
Your best people are like me, and then your dad and your sisters.
Yeah. Right.
So.
Right.
That's in your wedding party.
Yeah.
And then I would imagine your fiance's is a little more traditional, that side.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I don't want your aunts at the bachelor party. Sorry. I mean, if I have any,
neither do I, but
if I have any say in that, I'm going to talk to Gail. I'm sure they're lovely people.
Yeah,
I've enjoyed
nice.
All your family, but, you know, no, I don't want any aunts at the bachelor party.
I'm in full agreement. I don't care. I can't plan another thing. That was my,
that was it. Yeah, no, you should have no steps in this.
I just want to show
take
up.
Care of this. Yeah, that's what's going to
happen.
But
if any way I can help.
Okay.
Help
no aunts.
No
that's
aunts.
That's what I would suggest
okay.
at the bachelor
okay,
party. We'll
good.
Talk to your dad and have him arrange that. That's exciting. So we're going to be celebrating that at the beginning of the year, which is going to be here. I mean, like, seriously, Bri, we're at one more week of life, and then it's all going to be vacation, holidays, chaos,
yeah.
and wedding. Jumping right in. Bowl games, wedding.
USF, there you go.
Bowl USF games. Miami Beach Bowl versus Western Kentucky University.
Man.
Willie Taggart faces his old team in a bowl game, which USF has
How
finally
that for storyline, huh? Look at that.
That's pretty good. I
that
mean,
is pretty good, actually. I'm actually,
yeah.
I'll watch it.
Oh, I'll definitely watch it. I think that they'll be victorious in that
uh-huh.
game. And I'm looking forward to, I feel like I've been saying this with USF football and with Buccaneers football, but next year.
I think so. I absolutely
could be a good
so.
Year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that they that USF couldn't do something a little earlier. They turned
yeah.
it on a little too late, but
it's classic.
It's definitely encouraging.
Yeah, for sure.
What you're seeing out of them,
for
and,
sure.
And I think Willie just signed a contract extension as well.
Yeah,
5 years.
Yeah,
so he's getting his money, and hopefully
he's got that recruiting down all finally. So
yeah,
seems like that's
2 years in a row with the number one recruiting class
yeah.
in the American Conference.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of talent here in Florida to pull from.
Sure.
He can still be competitive with the Florida States and the Gators.
Mm-hmm. Those teams seem to be back.
With a vengeance.
Yeah.
yeah both
they
of them
like,
did very well.
They were gone for like 10 years and all of a sudden there's like no
well,
stuff.
Well, Florida State won a national championship like 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, but before then, the Noles were
they
very
for
bad
a
for a
time.
Long time.
Yeah. Not bad, but
not good.
Not good either, yeah.
yeah.
And then the Gators were good during that Tebow era,
yeah,
of course.
When we were in, yeah, in
like
school.
10 years ago. And
that was
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking to, I was over at Julie's, pretty much sister-in-law's house by now.
Mm-hmm.
They like cook these terrific meals all the time,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "Hey, you want to come over to eat?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do want to do that." So I always get fed and go and hang out with good people and all that. And these people came over. I thought this girl was like 22 years old or something like that. She's 15, about to be 16. And then she mentioned that she was in kindergarten in 2001.
Oh, my God.
Now, how does that make you feel right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, that is.
That's horrific, right?
Yeah.
I felt really bad.
It's always interesting to do like like big events or like historical events and where you were. Like last at the comedy thing. The last comedy thing that I went to, we're sitting next to Terry, and we're like, "Oh, where were you in 9/11?" He was like, "Oh, I was in second grade or something like
yeah.
that." And I was like, "Holy crap!"
Did I even announce?
And Sarah that? Was in college. She's gonna kill me for saying
wow.
that.
Wow, Sarah's mean, old.
She's old. Very
yeah.
old.
Did I even announce what show this is? This is the Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete. I don't think I did. I'm very flustered. This.
You don't seem like your normal self there.
Well, I haven't been feeling well. I got to go to the doctor tomorrow. Yeah. What this is, let me just get this out. This is the Homemade Broadcast. You're listening to HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. It's Sunday, 6:15 maybe, or you're listening on podcast on Stitcher, iTunes, Pocket Cast, wherever you get your podcast. Just search for the hashtag HMB Radio, and you can find my mom's favorite podcast. The Dallas Cowboys are coming maybe next week. They're supposed to record their first podcast with us, and I've heard John Jacobs may be doing a podcast with us, possibly. Don't know for sure yet, and probably shouldn't announce anything before
that
anything happens. But that's potentially could happen. So anyways, my name's Will Koontz. I am host of this here show, and I'm with my buddy Brian,
mm-hmm.
who used to be on the show a lot when it first in its first inceptions, but you haven't been on in a long time.
It was like, what, me, you, and Adam all the time, basically.
Basically, yeah.
yeah.
Well, I would crowd everyone around in the living room, and we would all talk around the iPhone.
Come a long way.
Come a long way here.
There used to be a little machine that would, like, play fart noises,
mm-hmm.
I remember.
I have that still.
Oh, okay.
Check it out.
It's like a relic.
I never use it because it's stupid.
Yes.
But where is it? Where's the...
Yeah, it's so good.
That's the soundboard we have.
So someday when you're a big famous radio DJ, you're going to hold on to that and you know.
Yep. Tyler Collette gave that to me for mm-hmm. Christmas a couple years ago because she got it for Christmas and didn't want it. So she gave it to me. And I hold on to it to this day.
It's a relic.
I keep one thing from every ex-girlfriend I have.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica Slane got a guitar out of the deal.
That's a good one.
Jessica Marsh got some Ray-Bans, lost those.
Ah.
I really haven't really been with too many people, really. And then Tyler, I got the soundboard. Liz Malentino gave me herpes. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have herpes. That's not true. I don't spread rumors like that. I could have at least said something that wasn't, like, sticks with you, syphilis or something.
Yeah, you could have said something like a cold or...
A cold wouldn't work because it's not funny. But
okay.
Yeah, syphilis would have been funny, but... No, I don't have herpes, so this is the Homemade Broadcast Year in Review a week early since scheduling conflicts. I was supposed to interview, well, I'm going to interview the lady Eugenie, I don't know how to say her last name, Bordant. She was in the Hunger Games. She played Tigress. She's coming on the show probably at the beginning of the year since we weren't able to make it happen before this week. And then I was also supposed to talk to Jay Cridlin, the entertainment critic from The Times. But he unfortunately couldn't make it this week either. So I'm going to talk to Jay next week, and then Eugenie will be on beginning of 2016.
It's a busy time of year for everyone.
It is, yeah. I mean,
it's just
that's why I was thinking about just keeping it rolling with shows, but you know what? It's just not going to work.
No.
It's going to be hard getting anybody. People are going to be going to visit family. And
yeah, take some time off.
Yeah,
enjoy.
I think I deserve it. So
I think so.
In the news this week, we had our own Mayor Rick Kreisman.
Mm-hmm. Former guest,
Rick Kreisman, that's right. I guess Donald Trump sent out, or didn't send out, he at a speech, he said that we should not have any more Muslim immigrants for a while until we get things figured out. And, of course, the media jumped all over him and called him a racist and a bigot, and which they already do.
So national security.
Hey, I don't know if he's wrong, frankly, but I haven't made up my mind on that yet. I think we should stop all immigration for a while, frankly, and get our ducks in a row here. But that's neither here nor there, because we're talking about Donald Trump here. You know, I took one of those I side with quizzes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was shocked by what I got.
Oh, no. Ted Cruz?
No.
Trump?
No.
Bernie Sanders?
No. Marco Rubio?
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
God, so,
but that was only 85%, which means that's like a B. That's not a very good grade.
Yeah.
So I don't think you should. Because last time I took it for, I got Gary Johnson, that was like
98%. Well, we're kind of the same political thinking people. We're both libertarian, I would say.
I lean a little more libertarian, but I'm also pretty centrist, too, because I took the test today, the political, what do you call it? But basically, it plots you on a map. You mm-hmm. got the authoritarians, you got the libertarians, and then you got the communists, and you got the whatever the super right wing people are. I don't know.
Moderate.
I don't know, Nazis, I guess. I don't know. on the graph, I was pretty much in the center and 2 points down on the libertarian side. So, I don't think that's bad at all because I thought I was much more in that crazy libertarian region, but I'm really not. So. That's good, I guess. I don't know. I want to have some other people take it and find where they end up on it.
Yeah, send it to me. I'll take it.
I'd be curious to know. I made Nicole and Leah take the I Side With quiz because I was curious where they would end up, but they got Bernie. So
yeah, they're pretty liberal.
They're lefties. So anyways, Trump announced that he was going to, or said that we shouldn't have any more Islamic immigration until after we get this figured out. Our own Mayor Rick Kreisman sent out a tweet which said basically that he's banning Trump from the city until we found out the threat from all Trumps. Now it's a tongue-in-cheek, cute tweet. But the media picked up on it, and here he is with, what's this guy's name? Jose Diaz Balart. Never heard of you, but here he is on MSNBC yesterday, I believe.
Donald Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States. One idea is ban Trump from their cities. The mayor of St. Petersburg sent out this tongue-in-cheek tweet on Monday. Quote, I'm hereby barring Donald Trump from entering St. Petersburg until we fully understand the dangerous threat posed by all Trumps. Joining me now is the mayor of St. Petersburg, Florida, Rick Kreisman. Mayor, good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thanks. So you say you make a ridiculous statement. You answer with a ridiculous statement. What's the reasoning behind this tweet?
Well, you know, first off, the statement made by a candidate for president was incredibly offensive, and it was ridiculous. And, you know, in my mind, the best way to answer something that's that ridiculous is with an equally ridiculous statement. And so that's why I posted it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't bar him or anybody else from coming into your city.
No, no, of course not. I'm lucky if I can bar my kids from their electronics. So no.
If you're successful at that, let me know how you do it. The sentiment, by the way, has been echoed by mayors from Philadelphia and New York. What's the reaction you've received after this tweet?
You know, I've had mostly positive reaction to the degree of even having people on the phone that were crying, thanking us for, you know, and thanking me for making that kind of a tweet. Now, of course, there's supporters of Donald Trump haven't been quite so kind and have actually taken the comments literally, which I find incredibly ironic. And when they're telling me I can't bar Trump from coming to St. Pete, but their candidate wants to bar an entire religion.
What's your reaction to what's been going on? Because, you know, look, certainly, you know, Trump has touched the nerve with a lot of Americans, and he certainly has the support of a lot of people and you know, pretty consistent dogmatic support. You know, what's your reaction to that?
So I think what we're seeing here is a culmination of years of hatred toward our president that are coming together and manifesting themselves through a candidate who's willing to say anything to get elected. And he's tapping into that hatred. And that's sad. It's aside from the fact that his comments are un-American, it's not who we are as a country. It certainly isn't who my city is. You know, we're a city of opportunity where the sun shines on all. America was founded on opportunity for all. And so I find these comments totally un-American.
Mayor, thank you for being with me. I appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you, and thank you again for having me on the show.
It would have been nice to Mayor Rick if he would have been like, hey, big ups to the homemade broadcast, my boy Will. But he didn't
do that.
The
U.S. may have finally caught up with the ice.
Oh, boy. There we go. Sorry about that. No, he didn't give me a shout-out, though.
Baba Booey, homemade broadcast radio.
Baba Booey, Howard Stern's penis. Yeah, no, he didn't do that, but... It's good to see the mayor on a national level. I think disagree with him a little bit, frankly. Oh,
really?
But well, when they talk about the hate that builds up against our president, people hated George Bush too.
Sure.
People hate the president if you're on the other team, just like you hate the Dallas Cowboys if you're a Redskins fan.
Sure.
You know, it's not any different. They act like it's different if it's their team and not the other, which I don't really understand, and it's silly, frankly. All right. Thank you, Brian. Yeah. Very good.
I don't know how to respond to that. I don't know. I mean, I totally disagree with what Trump said. I don't think that's the right way to go about things. I mean, he can't discriminate someone based on their religion. I think he went too far with that. If you're going to shut down immigration for everyone.
Yeah, I would go more on
just,
that.
We need to figure out the Muslim problem, which is, I mean, obviously radical Islam is on the rise.
It's on the rise. And it's,
insanely.
Yeah, and it's more frequent throughout the world than people like to compare it to Christian terrorism. And yeah, there's speckles of that throughout the country.
Yeah.
But throughout the world, Islamic extremism is running rampant in a lot of places, so...
But what he's doing, and what I don't agree, is just he's playing into the ISIS rhetoric. You know, like, this is what ISIS wants. Like, ISIS believes that there's going to be a holy war in Syria and Iraq between Muslims and Christians. And what they're doing right now, and what people like Trump are doing, are playing right into that story where people go, oh, look, you know, the Christians are against us. Mm-hmm. You know, look what this guy Trump's saying. And then that's easier for someone to get called to ISIS. Personally, I mean,
But, you know, then there's things that I've seen that have, they outed some, apparently they have memos, I don't know, but ISIS memo where they were going to exploit this immigration thing or the refugees in order to sneak people in there. But then I also heard that there are over 1,000 sleeper cells in America already. So, well, that's a few dozen more at this point. Who really cares?
Right.
I don't know. I don't know the answer there. I want to be compassionate, but I'm also a little worried. I'm glad I don't have to make these decisions.
Sure, yeah. It is funny how quick people are to jump and go, how dare you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you saw that. We had that little Facebook thing a couple weeks ago where I was like, you know, all of a sudden I'm a racist because I think we need to at least think about this decision. And people are like, oh, God, you know. It's like,
yeah, no, and people are very quick to... And I've noticed it much more, maybe because I'm friends with more liberal people than conservatives, but the hatred that gets spewed on social media is crazy, man. Yeah. Like, people are like, if you support Donald Trump, delete me from your friends. It's like, I don't support Donald Trump, but, you know, so someone you've been friends with for 10 years that you, you know, you're just going to cut off a friendship because they have a little different... ideologies, why don't you talk about it and have a conversation?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, that's how things get done. I mean,
that's the way it used to. Anyways, that's the bad thing about social media is you can always put your thoughts and opinions out there where before you couldn't do that.
Well, just like what the mayor's post, I don't know if you've been on the comments on the Facebook post that he made. These are the dumbest people I've ever seen. I mean, I just sound like I'm much better than them, but I am. You know, I mean, listen to these people, and they're like, how dare you, mayor?
Yeah.
You don't have the right. What gives you the right? And it's like, oh, my God, he's joking.
Yeah, I know. People can't tell when these people are joking, which you can't tell tone, but it was pretty obvious that was.
But a mayor doesn't have that authority.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. That seemed ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, people are dumb, that's for sure. And I will say that as far as dumb goes, I think right-wing folks, at least grammar and spelling, they're not very bright.
There was a lot of mayor spelled M-A-R-E. This mayor.
Mayor.
I was like, oh.
John Mayer.
John Mayer.
Releasing a new single called Trump's Band from St. Pete. No. Yeah, so I don't know. Crazy. Anyways, I guess I guess that's it. I don't know what else to say about it. But anyway, it was nice to see Rick on MSNBC getting some national attention.
He's no shout out, though.
So no shout out. But hey, whatevs, dude. You know,
weren't you going to do some sort of podcast for him?
Yeah, we had talked about doing something
like an official City of St. Petersburg thing. Yeah,
that would be great to put it through HMB Radio, but. Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that. The only other news that I have that happened is I'm going to be emceeing the Localtopia Festival.
Are you really?
I am.
The entire thing?
Yes.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah.
That's really big.
So that's coming in February. I think it's February 6th. So weather should be good. It's down at Williams Park.
I love that event. That's a great event for some reason. It's just...
Oh, yeah. They, I think they got permission, that she was telling me, to block off the roads on 1st. And like 3rd and I don't know what those roads are, whatever in front of Williams Park, 2nd, South, and
1st.
Yeah, I live like next door to it, but I can't remember anything.
Yeah,
don't have a good memory.
Yeah.
How's your memory? Are you doing okay? No, I'm not either. I'm not doing well.
It's okay. Like, I'm starting to forget little things, and it's just like, oh, man. It's just because of the wedding and stuff. I'm just I got a lot on my mind. And
I don't know. I've been sick for like 2 weeks.
You have been sick for a while.
And I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow because I had some issues with some pain in my testicles. I had a pain in my testicle. And I went to the doctor and got it checked out. And he's like, oh, you're good. And but he's like, I'm going to give you an antibiotic just in case, you know, you probably have an infection or something. And I opted not to take that. And I probably should have taken that. Because ever since then, I've been pretty sick. So I'm going to go back tomorrow and and see what the dealio is.
But you have like a cold. What does your cold have to do with
I have a cough, and then I got sick from. But my immune system could be weakened from the infection, and then I got a cold on top of that. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know. Testicles and nose were.
Yeah. Well, so I was thinking about it, and I hope this isn't too graphic. It's not really that big of a deal.
It's okay. This is a medical show.
My urine was a little cloudy. Uh-huh. It's been a little cloudy for a little while. And I looked it up on WebMD because I just realized it. And could be anything from an infection to AIDS pretty much. So I called the doctor and made an appointment for – well, I just talked to him. I figured I would just see what they wanted me to do. And she kind of sounded concerned. Frankly, she was like, oh, no, you need to come in for that because it could be a bunch of different things. For women, we know what it is. It's probably a urinary tract infection for a woman. For guys, it could be a multitude of things.
Oh.
So I got to go in, and I'm sure I'll probably have to go to the Quest and pee in a cup, probably maybe give some blood. And hopefully I don't have AIDS for the holidays.
Wow.
That would be... really bad if I had that.
Yeah, that's
not good. That'd be not a good way to end out the year. She was like, I would stay away from any sort of sexual activity until we get your job. I'm like, oh, that won't be a problem. Don't worry about that.
I've been doing that as a precaution.
Yeah, I've been doing that for a while now. But, yeah, so it's a little scary. But, you know, at least I'm glad to have insurance so that I can go to the doctor.
When was the last time you got the full STD panel and all that
stuff? Not too long ago, 6 months ago or so. Okay. 4 months ago, I think, actually. Because I was sick again then, too. And then they ran all the normal tests since it was time.
Do a blood test?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're probably all right.
Probably all right. I think I'm due, though, for an STD. I'm 31. I mean, you know, they say 1 in 3 people have an STD.
Is it that high?
That's what I've heard, yeah. So, I mean, I'm not like
Don
Juan, but, you know, I do all right. And so I'm definitely due. But see, there's a lot of things that even condoms don't protect from. So you can get a lot of different stuff.
Yeah.
It's just the risk you take. I mean, anymore, my drive is in the toilet. I don't know why. I guess because I've been busy, maybe. And
your sex drive.
Yeah.
It's way down.
So it's way down.
Has your productivity gone up?
Yeah, I'd say so. I stay focused on that. That's why I'm like, I can't have a girlfriend with this. The show
drive.
That I do. Well, the show that I do and the events that I do and the, you know, shows and all that. It's too distracting.
Sure.
This is a blessing in disguise. I need to be by myself right now. I haven't even been to the grocery store in 2 weeks because I've been busy.
Look at you.
So I don't have any food in the house. So I've been...
you got tons of
food. I got bananas up there. And
I got a ham steak.
I do have a ham steak in there that I need to cook.
Cornflakes?
Cornflakes. That's about it. Some mustard.
Mm.
Some milk that's been in there since the 27th.
Mm.
So it's spoiled now. but yeah, it's... last time I went to the grocery store, I just bought a bunch, too. So this time, I'm not as prepared. This is the Homemade Broadcast Year in Review. Brian, you're a great guest. What can I tell you? One of my best friends, Brian, is joining me on the show because of scheduling conflicts. So we're doing the Year in Review. I'm your host, Will Koontz. You're listening to HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete or podcasts. Just search for hashtag HMB Radio. So, Brian, what was your highlight?
Yes.
Let me ask you, what was your highlight of the year? Preferably Tampa Bay memory, but not necessarily. Do you have anything off the top of your head?
Like something news happened or something?
Yeah. We're both suffer from bad memories here, so I'm trying to keep that in mind. Something that happened in the Bay Area. That was preferably even, if we could even condense it down to St. Pete.
Wow.
That would be good. The only other thing I could think of involves the mayor, and that was Clowngate that went down from his appearance here on the Homemade Broadcast. Definitely a highlight for me. I got more media attention during that time than probably in the past 2 years. It was on Fox. It was on ABC.
Yeah.
It was... on all of them, pretty much.
I mean, locally, yeah. I mean, that was amazing, man. That was...
Got in the Times. Daniel Ruth wrote an opinion article. I don't even think he mentioned my show's name, though. He just called me an internet radio show. I was like, oh, gee, thanks, Daniel.
Did that lady get fired? Or they brought her back, right?
Yeah, she got suspended for a week, and they ended up canceling her suspension a couple days early and kind of let bygones be bygones there.
Yeah.
But that was... I was a little worried during that whole thing because I want him to come back, obviously, you know. So as far as I know, I sent an email to his chief of staff, and I think we're cool. So hopefully he'll be back, maybe even in 2016. Looking forward to 2016. We got a lot of things cooking for that. Hopefully maybe we'll be in a studio in 2016.
This is a studio right here.
It is. It is the HMB studio, but it's also in my apartment. So, you know, it'd be nice to get out a little bit and see the world, if you will. Have a little store where we could, you know, record and get some more notable guests in, maybe, because that's been an issue. But
what do you mean? You got me.
Got Brian, my friend Brian is the guest.
Third string.
On the home. Actually, you were fourth string.
I asked Kevin.
I didn't think you would do it because I know you work and then you got wedding stuff. So I was like, I don't think Brian has the time. I actually asked Kevin before you. I was going to have you both if you said yes, I figured. But Kevin got the first text out of the two.
Wow.
But Kevin is in Toronto. This week. He travels a lot for work now. So he's got a real big boy job.
Yeah, he's doing well.
So did you think of anything in 2016?
Locally?
Yeah.
No, I mean.
Let's talk Buccaneers football then. We got about 10 minutes left or so.
Okay.
Jameis Winston coming on strong.
Looks great.
Here in the end. As good of a quarterback as, you know, top 10, I would say, you know, right now he's a top 10 quarterback.
He looks great.
He's playing great. You got Vincent Jackson. You got, what's the other guy? Mike Evans.
Austin Seferian Jenkins.
Jenkins is coming back, I think, this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was back last week.
Oh, he was back last week. Oh, okay, good.
I actually went to the game last week.
You did?
Yeah. CJ, Bobby's friend, called me at like 8 a.m. and was like, do you want Bucks tickets? And I was like, yeah. They were like great seats.
Where'd you sit?
Like right down, not by the pirate ship, but on the other side. That like,
you were down
first level.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. Was it hot up there?
No,
wasn't.
It was first level.
Yeah, I'm never sitting. I'll go to Bucks games again, but I'm not gonna go unless they're club seats or down on the first level.
Yeah,
because it is brutal.
It was
brutally
hot. It was definitely
in
hot.
That third level. Because like we went last year in. What was it? November?
Oh, my God.
It was just
And that
brutal.
Was a bad football team. It was like 50-0 or something like that. It was like, why are we doing this? Why are we watching this?
I don't know. We're in the hunt, though. We have to root for, I heard this week, we're supposed to root for the Ravens and...
Yeah, they're playing tonight.
And the Seahawks,
Arizona
think?
And
Arizona.
Minnesota.
Okay, so we're rooting for Arizona.
We want Minnesota to lose because Minnesota's got to play, I think, the Packers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So
what do you think? What do you give the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sneaking into that?
I think they got an easy schedule to end. I mean, they got the Rams, who are playing like crap, and then Chicago, who's not that great.
Chicago's always 8-8.
Yeah.
They're the 8-8 team you don't want to play, though. I'll tell you what.
That's Chicago media right there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'd be fine if the Bucks finish 8-8. But if they finish 9-7, that would be. I mean, they won two games last year. I'm fine with how they played so far.
Who's it? It's Atlanta this week, and then you got St. Louis. You got Chicago.
No, we just had Atlanta.
Oh, we just played Atlanta.
So
is there only three games left then?
The Bucks play New Orleans this week.
Okay, so there's four games left.
Yeah, there's four games left.
And okay, then, New Orleans, not good, but they have Drew Brees, so you never want to
Mark
count
Ingram
Drew Brees
just
out. On IR.
Down.
Yeah, I found that out today. He's on my fantasy team,
And then they got St. Louis next week.
St. Louis is beatable, totally beatable.
And then I
Chicago's
think
beatable.
Chicago, and then there might be a
Carolina.
Oh, they play Carolina, and
they're going to lose that one.
Whoa, or they could playing for the perfect season.
Spoil their season, yeah.
If Carolina loses, I'd go to say that Carolina that last week of the season just starts resting people. They have the first seed locked up by like.
If they're 15-0, though,
no, you have to play for.
Yeah, you got to play your starters. You don't
trust
wanna...
me. I'm aware, Patriots fan. Too.
Yeah. Patriots gone down 2 in a row. Now.
Yeah, they look.
And they lose to Philly.
They are very, very banged up. I mean, it's like a practice squad on offense. Tom Brady is like putting the team on his back.
Yeah. No, I think it's good for you guys though because. You don't want to be undefeated going into the playoffs.
No,
you got a big target on your back already. So you want to be down a couple games, I think. And
the people are going to get healthy for the playoffs, so I think Pats are going to be okay.
Buccaneers offensive line looks tremendous.
Fantastic.
Tremendous, which I didn't think that would happen.
That was the worst part of their team last year.
Oh yeah.
By far.
They got that Ali Marpet.
And they didn't even
update.
They don't think they got anyone in the offseason.
No, they drafted guys. They got two rookies starting on the line, I think. Marpet and then I don't remember the other guy's name. I've been watching, but just checking in. You know, I'm not watching games every week or whatever, so I'm just checking in here and there when I have some time. But I know Marpet was like offensive rookie of the week not too long ago.
I'm very impressed. I mean, if you look at some of the games they've lost, you're starting to kick yourself because you're like, oh my God, they lost that game to the Redskins. They lost that couple of really stupid games.
Yeah.
Whether you were like, oh man.
It's heartbreakers. They have lost two or three heartbreakers.
And they would, if they didn't lose those, they're like the third or fourth seed right now in the in the playoffs. So
that's true. I didn't even really think about that. So yeah, they would be, I think Tampa's got a shot. I hope they get in. I would like to see Jameis in his rookie year. Sneak in. I saw stats with how he compared to other first round picks, and a lot of those things he's ahead of Peyton Manning on.
Yeah, oh, Peyton had a really bad rookie year. People forget that.
Yeah, he threw, I think, like at least 18 interceptions. I think that's what he threw that year.
Well,
I think Jameis only has 8, 9 or something.
Every year, me and Will go and watch the opening week of the NFL, and we went this year and we were all excited about Bucks football, and the Bucks just like Jameis Winston's first pass, like interception for a touchdown, while the guy that they passed on was across the field, like tearing up the Bucks. Like it was just a heartbreaking. It was one of the most heartbreaking games I've ever seen.
You would not have thought that Tampa would be in the position they're in now by
after
that
first
that game.
That was one of the worst.
That was terrible. Mariota looked like a perennial Pro Bowler,
and he doesn't even look that great, honestly.
No, he was good. Marcus Mariota is a real deal too. He's doing well up in Tennessee. But I think that we picked the right guy.
Oh, for sure.
Winston.
I would draft him over that guy any day.
Yeah. I think, he's got the more upside. Apparently he's already a leader in the locker room.
Yeah.
He's first one there in the morning. Is a tape fiend, you know, watches tape in the locker or in the
good
club with the coaches.
Guy.
He's a real deal. So I'm excited to see it. This is the only regret from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers season.
You like that?
Oh, man.
That's brutal. Kirk Cousins.
You like that? You like that?
That's my favorite thing ever.
Oh, man.
So
that's the year in review, huh?
That's pretty much it. Yeah, I'm trying
to
think
of. We talk about the
Bucks. I'm trying to think of.
What else happened?
What else happened here in the Bay Area? I'm sure lots.
A lot happened
lots
around the world.
Yeah.
A lot of gun-related things.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, man.
Charleston.
Yeah, but I want to keep it, like, kind of cool stuff.
Oh, okay.
You know, like, not even fun, but, like, cool.
You don't want to talk about mass shootings all the time.
No.
On your show.
No. You hear enough about
people
that.
Will turn out, people will tune out to that.
They will.
Yeah.
This is the Homemade Broadcast, and you're listening to the end of the year wrap-up show, even though technically it is 1 week early before we take off on vacation or staycation here for the holidays. Next week we'll have, I think, Jay Cridlin, the Times new entertainment critic. I think that's what he does. So I should probably know that, but I have no idea. I just book guests. I don't know. I'll talk to anybody.
How do you get guests? How do you book guests?
Email.
Email?
You email, Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
You tweet at them. I met people just out. If there's somebody of notoriety that's out, I make sure to go say hello to them and tell them what I'm doing. And usually they're pretty receptive to it.
Yeah, I think you're cutting yourself short here. I think you've had some pretty amazing guests this year.
I have. Brendan McLaughlin was good. He announced his retirement, but he's leaving ABC.
I listened to that one.
Yeah, that was a good one. Who else did I have this year that was big or bigger?
The mayor.
The mayor, of course, yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of good ones, a lot of mediocre ones, more mediocre than not. But I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm doing this on, you know, learning as I go. So give me a break.
You can't pull that card anymore. I think you're pretty polished at this point.
You think so?
Yeah.
Definitely. You got to do something 10,000 hours, though, before you get good at it.
Okay.
So I'm probably like 9,960.
You're pretty close. I mean, if you start pulling this... Oh, I don't know what I'm doing card in a couple months. I'll be like, all right, well, that's...
10 years. In 10 years, I'll be good.
Okay.
But not to say that you can't be successful and not be good at your job. I feel like I live in a bizarre world because I listen to things every day or see things, and I'm like, I don't understand how this is popular. Mm. It's driving me absolutely insane.
I saw a video the other day. It was like Louis C.K. doing stand-up in 1988.
Yes.
Have you seen this?
I have seen that.
And it was like a totally different comic. Like, yeah. He was silly. Yeah, he was silly.
All silly, yeah.
But that's when I was trying to compare you to the great Louis C.K.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, you started out with this fart machine, and now you're like interviewing the mayor and, you know, only big things in 2016.
Very exciting. One of I Love the Berg's top 5 businesses to watch in 2015. Oh, and that reminds me, if you do want to sponsor this here program, and why wouldn't you with this great content that we got going here? You got me, Will. You got my friend Brian just swinging through in a pinch to help me talk about the year in review there. He's gonna get something. What is that, Bri? Yeah, there we go. Nice.
Classic.
When we get in the studio, I'll have you be the sound guy.
I would love
producer.
To be a sound guy.
You just run the soundboard.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're interested in sponsoring this here podcast and being a part of what we're doing here or Radio St. Pete, email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com. We got a voicemail line. You can leave a message. If you want to, 813-693-2124. And you can get a hold of me on Facebook, facebook.com/HMB Radio. Twitter, home_made_man. Same thing with Instagram. Snapchat is TheHomemadeMan. I don't have Periscope. There it is. That's my favorite one. Thank you, Brian. You're a gifted man with the sound
Thank
effects.
You. It's all about timing.
You have a skill for sure. Check out the next open mic. That should be a fun one. 1222 at Sly Bar. It's the holiday special. 2061 Central Avenue. Free pizza from Angelo's. $50 cash prize courtesy of Sly Bar. And Lando, the bartender, gives away $10 of his own money for a second. And I think we're going to have... a roast of Santa Claus on the 23rd at Foo Bar, I think, which should be fun. I don't really have any details on that. That's Kyle Roos's things, but I'm going to be the roast master general.
That sounds fun.
For that. Never done that before. Always wanted to.
Mm-hmm. A roast?
A roast. So, I don't know. That should be fun, I guess. I think that's the 23rd. As far as I know, I'm a part of that. It's going to be Andrew Silas.
Got some good things. And then the Localtopia.
Localtopia in February. We'll be doing the MC in there. I'm sure Radio St. Pete will be doing broadcasting and all that as well from there. So that's a year in review. It's been a great year. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, everyone, who has supported this podcast. I certainly do appreciate it. Thank you, Radio St. Pete, for the opportunity. I guess that's it. This is the end of the year, although I'll be back next week with Times entertainment critic Jay Cridlin. Brian, thank you, man.
No
problem,
dude.
Nice to always see you.
Yeah, always.
We don't hang out enough. All right. Good night, everyone. See you next week.